This is Embracing Change with Lakrita Bowman and Jennifer Osborne.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to the Embracing Change podcast. How are you all doing? Hey, check in with us. Let us know where you're listening from. If you're in the Cincinnati area, if you are in another country, we've got all kinds of listeners that check into our podcast. We would love to hear from you. Our email address is in the description. Just check in. Say hey. We would love to hear from you. We are continuing our conversation this season on resetting outcomes. And today we're going to talk about recreate equals refresh. And when I think about refresh, boy, it just makes me think, I let out a nice little breath of fresh air when I think about that. I don't know why, but it's just me. I'm being weird, I guess, but that's what I think of when I think of that.
Well, I think because recreate means to create anew and reproduce.
Oh, okay.
And so, yeah, you get to you get to dream again.
Reimagine. I love that.
You know what I'm
word.
Saying? So you get to reimagine. Again, it goes back to what we talked about in redevelopment and renovation. To recreate is to really look at the deeper why. You know what I mean? To go back and research and ask yourself, you know, the why versus the what. I think, again, when we look at outcomes, we always look at the what. But let's dig deep into the why. Why don't you like yourself? Why don't you like what you have? Why aren't you satisfied? Why don't you have joy? Why don't you have peace? Why don't you?
Why?
Why? So recreate gives us the bigger why, but it also refreshes the why. It's just like a computer when you hit the refresh button, or you know what I'm saying, you can cut it off and it can go to sleep, but then you hit it and it comes back on. You know, it reappears. And so I just think that, you know, we have to really deal with the why behind it. What is it that you've been dreaming? And why haven't you accomplished it?
Like dreams or goals or?
I think dreams, goal, purpose. I think, you know, I think it's all of those things. You know, you and I was talking before we started in podcasting today about ideas for your business. You know what I mean? And just looking at how it can happen for one, and then you wonder why it doesn't happen for you. And I don't know if there is a rhythm or a rhyme for that. I just think that everything in its right timing happens for us
right.
when it's supposed to.
Yep.
And we have to rejoice for those who is happening for now, because our turn will come.
Amen. I believe that. I believe that. I do wonder, but like, why? But I've gotten to the point now in maturity, because I've waited so long, that I trust God with it now. And I didn't in the beginning, but yeah.
Yeah, and I don't think there's nothing wrong with questioning God and questioning why, you know, and being open to go deeper into the why, you know, because to me, why has different levels.
Well, and I think it's in how you consider why, too. Like, early on, I would have been like, why, God? Why is this not happening for me? Okay, that's a different kind of why than, okay, God, okay, why? You know, like I'm open, my hands are open, my heart is open, I'm willing to listen to you, rather than a demand kind of why, like, why? Do you know what I'm...
I do.
So my why has changed in how I've considered it.
Or has your approach to your why changed?
Well, that's, yeah.
You know, like, I remember you were talking about getting on the praise and worship team, and then you said you were dealing with why you would get on there.
Right. Right, and making sure it wasn't about pride.
Exactly, because of the experience that the traumatic experience moments you've had in that area. But then you can't get so stuck with not doing it because of the traumatic experience moment either.
Right.
So you're not going to know if it's pride until at least you try it.
Right, right, right. And thinking about it as a team, and it's not an individual. There's a lot of considerations with that. But yeah, you're absolutely right.
And so you had to recreate and refresh your thinking.
Yes.
About it. And that's what I'm talking about. It's all, I'm going to always talk about our thinking. I'm going to always think and talk about our mind posture, because everything that we deal with is the posture of our minds.
I love that. I could think of us being on our knees and how we change the posture of our body. I've never considered posture of mind. That is so good.
Yeah, it's the posture of your mind. You know, when you decide to lean into a thought or a feeling, or how do you come out of it? And even when you lean into the posture of your why, what is it about? You know, why do you have to? You know, I am finding my life to be so content that I'm missing nothing, but I have gained everything. And so my mind, my posture of my mind has been in total contentment. Even when things are happening, I shared with you all the other day, and I'm going to go here with recreating and refreshing. There was a situation I was in, and when I began to talk about the situation, I felt this moment, and it was almost like, again, it had this feeling, but it was not like the space that I was in between the two spaces. It was like my soul and my spirit. And then there was a middle ground.
Yeah.
And in that middle ground was my ability to see through the two. My soul, as we talked about in the last podcast, is where my will, my intellect, my emotions live. My spirit is where my greatest consciousness is and the good. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And my spirit is where goodness lives and consciousness lives and awareness lives, and it should rule my soul. And so in that moment when this situation was happening to me, or happening with me, or happening around me, I could feel the separation and the war going on. So the middle ground was almost like, I explained it like in a boxing ring, and there was the ring. So the in the middle was the two that I had to choose how the fight was going to start, or how, if it was even going to be a fight. And I just remember that in the middle was also this trigger. The reason I was feeling this kind of, I can't even talk about what the feeling was, but it was uneasiness. It wasn't peace. It wasn't contentment. And it was feeling a certain way. And I kept saying, why am I feeling like that? So I was asking the Lord, where is it? Why am I feeling like this? Why am I, you know, where is this coming from? Why is it here? And I felt like the visitation of that feeling was there to show me the opportunity for me to choose. Was I going to act out in old trigger pattern behaviors, or was I going to release it to the point of my spirit guiding me into all truth? And so in that moment, I just kind of kicked it back and just said, I'm just not going to think about it because I don't want it to disrupt my peace. And so I remember you and I were on the phone and I was talking about it, remember? And I said, I'm going to stop talking right there because I feel like this is disrupting my peace.
Yeah.
And I was like, and if it's a disruptive to my peace, it's probably not the best place and space to go for me. And so once I proceeded on in that day, and I had that moment of those two spaces, and I realized, I kept saying, okay, Lord, what is this? Why is this here? What has this presented itself for me to learn? What is it that I am to do? Why am I in this space? And as I continued to ask that question and quiet it down long enough, the answer presented itself. And the answer came was for me is that I have struggled with distrust so long. And immediately my distrust turned into judgment. My judgment turned into being critical. And so if I'm not careful, I'll go lean towards that. I'll posture myself towards that. What I was being taught in that moment was to stand straight up and not lean to the left or the right, but just to stand. And that meant for me, standing for Lakrita meant that I was not going to lean into my emotions or my judgment or my critical spirit. I was not going to jump to conclusions. I was going to be open. And so in that moment, that was recreating something new for me. So I had to give up what I knew in order to be refreshed with what I didn't know. And so it equaled refreshing because the refreshment came when I was willing to stand straight up in it. But then the clarity came because I kept saying, well, Lord, if I am to let it go and act like it didn't happen because a situation had occurred? And I'm like, should I let it go because, you know, you're saying just let it go? And I said, because I'm willing to let it go. I said, now, it's going to be a little hard for me to let it go because that ain't how I roll. I don't roll with letting go. Meaning, I roll with holding people accountable and responsible for the decisions they make. And right. if they make a decision that's outside of what we agreed to, I want to hold you accountable to that.
Right.
And now, I don't, you know, when I look back at it and I see now where that came from, the deeper why and the deeper, again, the deeper wound, you know what I'm saying? And the wisdom came to the woundedness of my own life to show me that when you've been in the law for so long, if you're not careful, you will label everything legal. And so you have to be able to leave the legality of it, even in your emotions, your will, your intellect, Lucretia, and you've got to go to being linear and love, not just love, fluffy love, because love is also truth. And so he began to show me in this moment, he said, what humanity tends to do is what we tend to do is we get off course, we get off topic, and we allow our intellect and our emotions and our experiences get into way of the truth. And so what he did, he showed me, he said, Lucretia, the reason I'm asking you to stand up is because I don't want you to lean towards your intellect, your emotion, or your will. I want you to stand straight in truth with love. And the person you're dealing with and the situation, it's more about you than them because you're going to gain the wisdom out of it. And so what happened in that moment was that he began to give me visuals for himself. He said, when I was dealing with the woman that was caught in adultery, I wrote in the dirt, but I stayed on topic. He said, when I was dealing with the man that was deaf and blind, I spit in the dirt, but I stayed on topic. When the disciples were afraid because the wind was blowing in the boat and I was asleep, I woke up and I spoke to the wind. I stayed on topic. I didn't condemn them. I didn't correct them. He said, I asked each person a question at the end. When I rolled in the dirt, I just said to the people, he without sin, cast the first stone. He said, when I spit in the dirt and I made a mud, I asked, can you hear and can you see? He said, and when I spoke to the wind, I asked them, I made a statement that said, ye of little faith. He said, so I stayed on topic. Mm-hmm. He said, too often the humans, they get off topic and they get in their emotions and they get in their intellect and they get in their will. And he says, so they leave the topic that's at hand. And with that situation for me, I needed to just be point blank with the person and say, did you do this or did you do that? And he said, just stay on topic. Don't let your emotions get in there. Don't let your will get in there. Don't let your intellect get in there. Because when you let those three things rule you, Lucretia, you lose the effectiveness of staying on topic. And so for me, it was about recreating a new opportunity. I'll never forget that moment. See, he recreated something for me in that moment that I can go forth with and see better outcomes. Come on. He reset my outcomes now. Yeah. And so in resetting my outcomes, when I'm dealing with critical situations and crisis and chaos, I can step back now because I now have an experience, a new experience that was recreated for me, but it refreshed my life. And so it equals refreshment. Recreation equals refreshment. So now I've been refreshed. And so now it's like, My brain, my mind's posture, it was like he cut it off, then cut it back on. He refreshed it, just like a computer. And now I will go forward now, as I was saying in the beginning of this, my posture, my mind posture is peace, contentment, you know? And so I'm seeing life from a whole different perspective, and a whole, my perception about life and people are changing. And like I said, I don't know if they're changing. It's irrelevant. I'm changing.
Well, yeah, because you can only control you, right?
I can only control me. I'm changing.
Yeah.
And so I'm being recreated and I'm being refreshed. And so the world can go to hell in a handbasket. It can stay the same. I don't really care. I'm finding contentment.
Yeah.
I'm finding peace. I'm finding joy. I'm finding the ability to see people, the best in people. I'm, for me. So then the world begins to come in different shades. People, I see them different. And so I don't have to be so defensive and so offended. So, you know, the Bible talks about don't be so easily offended. And I know as humans, we get so easily offended.
Yep.
And then we really can't see what's really there because we've allowed our emotions and our intellect and our will to get in the way of what's real.
It reminds me of C.S. Lewis saying, if the enemy can't cause you to sin, he will distract you. And the distraction will keep you from recreating and refreshing yourself. If it's like your emotions, yourself distracts you from what is on topic. So that's what I was thinking as you were talking. I was like, well, what would be the enemy of that? But then you answered that, like your emotions, your will, like your, so many other things will distract you from what the real issue is and will keep you from recreating in any situation that which God wants to recreate in you.
And that's why on this podcast, I want us to be practical with God, because I'm learning that if it ain't practical, it ain't spiritual. And so people who may not even know God that listen to this, I don't want you to beat up, you know, because guess what? We who say we and confess and live in the kingdom and we are kingdom children and we live by kingdom principles, we still live in the world of humanity and we still got a soul and we still got a will and all of that. And we still struggle with these
sure.
things. And so, and we're going to be struggling with these things until the day that we meet our Savior face to face. And then people could say, well, is there a Savior? It may not be one for you, but sure enough, it's one for me. Because when I look at my life, thank God that I have a Savior, because if not, I would be self-destructing again. And so it refreshes me to know that my Savior lives. And he left me the Holy Spirit to guide me into all truth. And so all I'm saying is that you have to find your way the way you find it. But let me say, it's okay to question God. It's okay to be angry with him. He can handle it. Trust me.
And he can be their Savior, too. That's not what you were saying, that people don't have to have a Savior.
Oh, no, yeah. That is not what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm saying I can't tell you who will be your Savior.
I gotcha.
I can only tell you who is my Savior.
Right. I wanted to clarify that because for a moment it was like it sounded a little weird.
Maybe it sounded weird for you, but, you know, no, it was very clear for me was
yeah.
that, no, I'm not saying. I'm just saying, thank God I got a Savior. But there are some people who don't have a Savior.
Right, right.
And so if you don't have one, that is because you're trying to save yourself and then you're realizing what chaos you're in. I'm saying, I thank God I have a Savior
Amen.
Called Jesus,
Amen.
You know, who went to the cross and died for my sins and resurrected and redeemed me, recreate me, and refresh me through the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Yeah.
So I'm very clear.
No, I figured that's what you meant. It just, I wanted to get clarity on that for the people that are listening, what you meant on that. So.
Yeah, because the reality of it is that for that, for me, I'm just learning that to be recreated is not just one time. It's not a one and done.
Oh,
it's a
yeah.
consistent moment by moment, day by day, second by second, I'm being recreated. Just like the particles on our skin, we lose skin. I don't know if people know this, but the dust that's in your house, do you know what dust is in your house, what that is? I'm going to ask everyone that's listening, I'm not even going to tell you. I'm going to ask you to go find out what, when you look at dust in your house, go and research what dust is in your house and then leave it on the comments of our podcast.
There you go. Well, I know dust is required in order to have the ability to see because light is reflecting off all the dust particles in the atmosphere.
But where does the dust come from?
Well, that's Ew. I'm going to have to look that up. But yes, please do that and leave a comment. That would be funny.
Yes, leave a comment. Send us an email and tell us where dust comes from, how it gets in the atmosphere, where it comes from, and why it exists.
Yeah, okay. And I'm going to have to look that up.
Yeah,
now.
Because yeah, it all has recreation and refreshing, but look it up and see where it comes from.
And, you know, with recreating and refreshing, like everything is a process.
Everything.
Everything. And like you said, it's not a one and out or one and done. No, like it, and sometimes that can be very frustrating that it's like, oh, am I here again processing this thing? And what you fail to understand in that moment when you are dealing with an issue again that you've really worked on is you're just working on a new aspect of it that maybe you didn't see before, but that you have made progress. I think we're too quick to dismiss what little bit of progress we will make in an issue that the next time when we process it, we do have a little bit of a foundation on it.
Exactly. It's well, because it's layer upon layer, line upon line, precept here, a little there, a little there. It's a consistent, constant continuation of revolving, recreating, refreshing.
Yeah.
It's continue. It doesn't stop. As long as we got breath in our bodies, there's going to be levels of learning that we know, and then there's going to be levels of knowledge that we get, and then there's going to be levels of output and outcomes that we have. And yet there's constant refreshing, it's constant recreating, constant looking at it from a different view, tilting your head in a different way to see it from a different perspective and having a different perception about it,
yeah.
You know, whatever that is. And so you have to... You get to, not have to, but you get to continue to grow and learn and see life from a different perspective.
Yeah.
You get to join in to the process of constantly resetting your opportunities for growth and development.
Yeah. Yeah. And you get to do it every single day. The mercies are new every morning.
Exactly.
You get to process things and maybe do something different that you did the day before, maybe not in the most elegant way.
The other thing I want to challenge, and maybe I'll do that on Reborn. There's another challenge I want to give us to go look up, and maybe I'll do it on Reborn because it was a greater revelation for me, another piece. So I'm going to have to write it down so I can do the challenge on Reborn.
So that would be good. That would be good. All right. Well, we're going to end it there. Kind of a shorter one for us, but we will see you guys next time when we are going to be talking about forgiveness equals freedom.
And not only that, remember to reimagine your life. Recreate so you can refresh the very thing that you want in your life. Be willing to dream again. And when you dream again, begin to see again. And when you see again, be willing to reproduce again and begin to ask yourself the bigger why, the deeper why, the wider why, and the longer why. Mm. Thank you for listening.
Hi, guys. Every week we get the honor of spending time with you, sharing our hearts, and offering insights into all the ways we get turned around as people, and hopefully showing an escape route to better choices. Another place that is offering the same type of path for better opportunities is City Gospel Mission. Since 1924, they've been a beacon of hope to the homeless, those recovering from life-controlling issues, youth, and to those needing job services. If you'd like to volunteer or donate, you can visit www.citygospelmission.org. That is www.citygospelmission.org. Thanks. You've been listening to the Embracing Change podcast. Music production and mastering by Gone Coastal Productions. Podcast editing and production by Jennifer Osborne. Podcast copyright 2021 by Lakrita Bowman.